You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
A long time ago in June 1999, I set foot in this place for the first time. The occasion was the marriage of my late wife Donna's cousin and his bride, who was an Advent parishioner. Paul Zoll was the dean back then, and he was the officiant. And his homily was very compelling. It really piqued my interest. Less than 3 years later, I joined the Advent staff and worked here for 18 years. My daughter Mary Frances began her formal education here at Advent Episcopal School and rode into work with me every day for 10 years. Craig Smalley and my other clergy and staff colleagues, along with so many of you, and I'm looking at a couple of you right now in particular, and you know who you are, supported me and Mary Frances through the dark days of Donna's illness and death, and for that I am always grateful. 5.5 years ago, I retired from my staff job and auditioned for the cathedral choir just in time for COVID. And happily, this requires me continually to learn new things, which is really valuable in retirement, I can assure you. Finally, and most astonishingly, 4 years ago, I joined an Advent small group at George and Shirley Elliott's home, where I met Sharon. And so I wound up attending another marriage here at the Advent, again with Paul Zoll as the officiant, but this time with me as the bridegroom. So I think you'll agree that my 25 or so year association with the Advent's been remarkable in many ways, and you can understand perhaps why I might give my time and such talents as I possess and my treasure or money. But what about you? My guess is that if you think about it, we'll see so many examples of God manifesting his grace in your own life through this very special part of his body, the church. So now I'm going to take a minute and try to channel my inner Brian Helm. You've heard often about how we put together our annual budgets only after having received your pledges for the coming year and based solely on the total amount of those pledges. But for those of you who don't pledge, please understand that a pledge to the Advent can be many things, but one thing it's not a binding legal contract. If your circumstances change, you can change your pledge. But there's a little factoid I'd like us all to ponder, and it represents a trend that's been pretty consistent in the 25 years I've been here. While so far, through the grace of God, we have annual increases in total dollars pledged each year, we have a generally decreasing trend in the number of total pledges. You're all smart people. You know that, at least in human terms, that's not a sustainable trend. In the weeks ahead, you're going to hear more from Craig Smalley about how pledging can actually be an act of freeing rebellion against the forces of the world, the flesh, and the devil. So look out for that. And God bless you all, and may God bless this, his church. Thank you.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.